Hey, Panzamos! It's the Super Mario Brothers Super Podcast! Welcome aboard, everybody, to the one-off. That's what this is. It's the Super Mario Brothers Super one-off.
How long have you been planning that intro?
20 minutes.
I thought you would have done it earlier. Yes, we promise. One of my negotiations for getting StarKid's spotlight off the ground was that I would be the deciding vote that we would do an episode on the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Because in the past, it would just be Wash would want to do it, and Kirby fan and I would either be indifferent or just say no.
I am the Wash.
Oh, I'm random bystander here.
And I was eating some spaghetti and meatballs for dinner today.
The funny thing is, I actually did have spaghetti. I had meatballs for dinner today with ravioli.
Way to go, Paisano!
Marioni!
Marioni?
Wasn't it called, wasn't that one of his pet names? Wasn't that Luigi's pet name? Marioni?
I don't know.
That's a stone, Luigi.
Anyway, we're watching this movie.
Luigi, it's a mushroom.
He literally says, Luigi, it's a mushroom.
It's a mushroom.
It's a mushroom.
But the mushroom pays off later in the movie, Luigi.
And so does the bomb.
The bomb.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yes, just for the background. As part of the background... What is our history with the Super Mario Brothers movie?
As a tiny stromboli, I remember going to Italiano's pizzeria and movie rental location. And while I was getting a slice of pepperoni cheese pizza, they had the Super Mario Brothers movie on the shelf for rental. By mistake, I accidentally thought the Mario movie was prosciutto sauce, so I tried putting it on my Italian pizza. I was in the bathroom for days. It was a very unpleasant, unhealthy experience. But when they got it out of my system with a pair of tweezers and some meatballs, I watched the movie on my CRT TV. That's not even Italian. What's Italian TV? I watched it on my Italian TV because I'm Italian.
Yeah, where the was Italian this TV you see it on all the pizzerias that they just have.
So
what?
No, I was saying, where was this Don Luca?
Yeah, I was about to
say. Oh, yeah, that's actually like an actual Italian. Well, it was Super Mario Brothers movies for high-class Italians, right?
Yeah.
He's high-class Italian, yes.
So, genuinely, I'll stop doing the Luigi. That's a mushroom. I'll stop doing that. I do have a history with this. I watched this movie quite a fair amount as a kid. I never really understood what was going on. I just saw that there were Mario characters, and I kind of filled in the blanks myself. The one thing I do remember, because as a kid, my favorite Mario character was Toad, and I always remember thinking it was really weird that the guy who played Toad looked nothing like Toad.
Well, there's a lot of things that look nothing like the Mario character.
As a kid, I accepted all of them. I just could not accept Toad. And even now, like, we'll get to it, but like, that's probably the one that's the most far off.
I think there's one that's a little worse than that, but we'll get to that.
I guess. I remember the setting. I remember, like, the colors and the style.
Mm-hmm.
I remember from a kid, just because I always thought it was weird for no particular reason. This might come as a surprise to you guys, but I didn't think things through very much when I was a kid. But I remember that, and I remember being really sad that listen, kids, you're gonna get turned into a Goomba. I remember because that's what happens. It was Toad, my favorite character, got turned into a Goomba. And I was not happy. Was not a happy Italiano.
You were not a happy.
Eating pasta with noodle sauce.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
I've been slobbered.
That's a Goomba, Luigi.
You didn't make it.
Mama Luigi to you.
Luigi, that's a mushroom.
That's a Mama Luigi to you. Or Mama Mushroom to you.
I didn't take notes for this, but if I did, my one singular note would be, Luigi,
That's a mushroom.
Random, what is your background with the Mario Brothers movie?
I've actually seen it a bit before. I remember, I don't think it was on Star, I think it was on HBO of all things. But like, there was a thing called HBO Family, where all the HBO Family movies would be.
Yep.
And for some goddamn reason, this movie was on there.
It's a kid's movie, ostensibly.
Extensively. That's a stretch. And I remember my parents going, ooh, hey, random, there's a Mario movie. You like video games? You should like this. I think I don't remember any of it. All I remembered was the scene where he gets turned into a monkey. And...
Monkey.
And that's all I remembered, and because I think maybe that's where I watched it, actually, because I always was bad at watching things from the beginning. And I was like, okay, that's Mario, that's Luigi, that's Bowser? Really? Those are the okay, I guess they kind of look like Goombas, but also not really? It's Daisy, but she dresses like Peach at one point? What is that? What? That's Yoshi? Okay, and I would just basically... I was basically questioning everything under the sun.
Well, yeah, that's your defense mechanism when you have to watch something like this.
Yeah. And I forgot about it, and then a certain critic who will not be named brought it back to my attention and did a review of it, when in reality, now after watching the film, the review was kind of half-assed and didn't mention anything about it. Really worth talking about. But I quoted it all the time because I was a parrot.
Weren't we all?
Weren't we all? Yeah, I was going to
And I was like, I don't want to watch this movie. And even when I realized there could be more to offer than the review, I was like, I still don't want to watch this movie. And then StarKid Spotlight Negotiation happened, and here we are.
Okay, so...
All right, so the one who made us watch this movie...
Yes, you.
Your turn.
The one who... persistently did everything they could to like bring it up so it would be a one-off. What's your experience, Wash?
So this is my third time watching this movie in the past year, and that's saying something, because there's a lot of movies I love that I have not seen three times. So my history with this was I found the DVD somewhere, or I saw it on Amazon, and I just decided on a whim to purchase it. But the thing is, I haven't watched the DVD until the third time. Like, today, I've only now watched the DVD. So, but what my actual experience with watching it was, I'm part of another, like, Discord server. I said, hey, we should do a movie night. We should watch the Super Mario Brothers movie. Because, like, I've been wanting to see this forever, and I feel like this would be, it's a video game movie on Discord, why not? And we were watching this, and my first time watching it, the specific thing I remember was, it was getting, like, really zany, obviously, and they're inside the city, and I see the police cars and all the other cars are powered by electric wires. And I was like, what is that? And then I was like, it's because there's no fossil fuels. They have to power off of electricity. Oh my God, this movie makes sense and I'm scared of that. And this, like, genuinely, like, as I was watching through, it's like, this makes sense to me. Like, I'm understanding the insanity here. And then the second half happens and it falls apart. But for most of it, I was like enthralled. And I like after that, I started like bugging you guys. We gotta watch this movie together, or we gotta do a one-off. We gotta talk about Super Mario Brothers movie. And both of you just flat out said no. I don't think there was even any hesitation. You just didn't think it was worth the freaking time. So
well, here's my logic. I was indifferent at first, but Random said no. And then after, like, the second time, I thought it was funny listening to you ask. and me saying no. So by the time that random started saying, eh, maybe you've been asking for it a lot, I thought it was funnier to tell you no.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I got your support.
I'm just glad I used it as a bargaining chip for a podcast series, so.
Yeah, it was like all this. Just, I watched fucking me and
you
my dick.
You watched me and my dick. You watched Harry Potter trilogy.
And you've watched Batman. And
I was going to say, Holy Musical Batman ain't that bad. Annie, went through all that just for this episode.
Abso-freaking-lutely. In fact, now I'm gonna say it. Like, StarKid, I know they've stopped doing, like, parodies. They should have done a musical version of the Super Mario Brothers movie. Like, that could have been...
Super Mario Brothers, just about based on the movie.
Exactly. It has to be specifically this, because there's just so much weird-ass lore in the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Who wants to do a plot synopsis?
I'll do the plot synopsis.
Yeah, but please do.
Please.
Okay, hold on. Mario and Luigi, two wacky plumbers, undertake a daring quest to save a princess in Dinohattan, a hidden world where the inhabitants evolved from dinosaurs. Mario, Bob Hoskin, who framed Roger Rabbit, and Luigi, Mario John Leguizamos, who guarded Henry, face deadly challenges from a diabolical lizard king, Dennis Hopper, Hoosiers, and must battle giant reptilian Goombas, outwit misfit thugs, and undermine a sinister scheme to take over the world. Blast off for non-stop excitement with Super Mario Brothers, the live-action thrill ride that dazzled moviegoers everywhere. I hope I did my job.
Did you write that?
I read it in the back of the DVD.
Oh, okay.
I figured that much.
I was like, that was way too good for you to just think of that on the top of your head.
How dare you?
And also,
the way that you say, I know they're discrediting the movies, but when you say that, it reads as Bob Hoskins, who framed Roger Rabbit. Like, Bob Hoskins is the one who framed it.
And John Leguizamo is the one who's regarding Henry, yes.
Yeah, of course.
And Dennis Hopper is... What is he doing again?
Hoosiers. Anyway.
Who's this? Dennis Hopper. Who's this?
Who's this guy? I know him from the Super Mario Brothers movie. That was literally my introduction to him.
I watched while I was eating spaghetti.
Oh, my God.
Now I want pasta.
That whole opening looked like it was a... From my big screen, it looked like a pixelated SNES game at one point.
It looked like Game Boy.
It did.
Nah, it looks more like you remember those, like, the MS-DOS games, not, like, the point-and-click ones, but,
Like Jump Start. Kinda, like, it looks like kind of
King's Quest-y. Yeah, like King's Quest-y, Zumbini's kind of. Obviously, like a poor man's version of that, like a bootleg. A bootleg MS-DOS kind of thing.
Pretty much. Like, it looked like... It reminded me of, like, those video games of the knockoff Fairy Tales that Ketikris reviews. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, here's what it looks like. It looks like the fucking Yee Dinosaur. The movie.
Yeah, exactly that! It's exactly that! Mario!
There's even like one. There's a dialogue between two dinosaurs. You know, it just don't get no better than this. And the other dinosaur.
My dinosaurs. Was that Bob Hoskins doing the narration?
No, that is Homer Simpson. Is Dan?
What?
That's Dan Castellaneta.
Merge, I have to do this narration about the dinosaurs! Oh, homie, just make some money! Of all people.
This was after Simpsons started.
Oh, yeah, well after Simpsons.
It makes sense.
Yeah, when did this movie come out? Early
90s? 93.
Early 90s, okay.
A year before we were born.
Yes, that's right. So we only know a post-Super Mario Brothers movie world.
Yeah, it's true.
The intro, I almost want to say it's trying to be retro.
I don't know what it was trying to be.
It's Nah. It's trying to fit the video game aesthetic, I guess, but
yeah.
Retro at the 90s was Pong.
Yeah, that's fair, I did
want to bring this this is irrelevant to the opening, but I did want to bring this point up. I hear a lot of people say things like, you know, oh, Super Mario Brothers movie, talk about not faithful. I mean, look at Mario and then look at the movie. They have nothing in common. And I mean, that's kind of true. But when these people are looking at the Mario movie, they're looking at it from a post Super Mario 64 era.
Yeah.
Where exactly. everything was a lot more defined. I have my problem as I love Mario. And with that in mind, I do have some issues, but I was expecting something much less Mario, but I kind of felt it was kind of Mario. I felt the Mario here.
I felt a bit of it, but like it's so weird to watch this after postmodern Mario, because this was around when Mario wasn't really as defined as he was.
I mean, it was definitely a lot brighter and a lot cheerier than this, for sure. That's the biggest. You know, how you go from a game like Mario 3 or Mario World to the Dino Hatton.
I honestly called the first joke I thought of, like, wow, New Donk City has gone downhill.
Yeah, and that's because you're in a post Mario 64. Well,
I am,
I don't know. I think thinking of any of the modern or post Mario 64 games and comparing them to the movie, even making jokes, it's just like there's no point.
Yeah, there really isn't,
because Mario was not defined as he is now. Like this movie,
well, no, he was defined. That's why he caught on. It was just different.
This movie came out like 2 years before like Charles Martinet actually voiced Mario.
Yeah, Mario 64 was not the first game he did the voice for Mario.
Exactly. In 95 was when he did Mario's Fundamentals.
And then Mario 64 was 96.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, this was still in its infancy, and did the cartoon come out by this time?
The cartoon started in, like, the 80s.
Oh, yeah, what? No. 89, that's right. 89 and 90. Yeah, okay. Probably Bob Hoskins was voicing some of this on like Lou Albino and whoever that
he had clear inspiration when he said Luigi, that's a mushroom.
John Leguizamo did not have any inspiration whatsoever with that Luigi. He was just John Leguizamo.
he would be in a little Brooklyn. He is doing a different accent. It's not as defined as the Mario.
Mario. It's not that. Well, you're not getting that. that wasn't a thing back in the day.
That wasn't exactly. Like at this time, like the Mario movies also didn't have. I mean, they still don't. But we haven't gotten the lore, the fully established lore that we get, now, with the Mario World.
It was literally just based off the NES games.
And Mario World, a bit of that.
And Mario World. Either way, not exactly the best, not exactly the biggest story that you could take from. Like, in the end, it's just a bunch of sprites. Like, how do you turn that into a movie?
And that was the big
question. They do go to, Bowser's Castle is hardly what I would call Dino Hatton.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're gonna have the Mario movie be set in a place like that, you know, they at least, I'm probably giving the movie way too much credit here, but at least they made it take place on Bowser's turf, which is typically a lot darker, less, yeah. I mean, it's still vibrant. The movie is decidedly not as vibrant as something like a Bowser Castle, but still, it's not like Mario and Luigi, they're not chilling around having fun in Brooklyn, you know, they're plumbers, yeah. Luigi.
I mean, they do hang out in Brooklyn.
But not as this saving the day Mario and Luigi. They're plumbers. They fix pipes.
I will give credit where credit is due. You actually see Mario plumbing in this.
Plumbing is a major factor of the film.
It really is.
Trust your tools, Luigi, like you trust the fungus.
Oh my god.
Remember, Mario, believe in the fungus.
What is happening?
How do you know what direction she's shouting from? I've been echoing through pipes all my life.
How come you always got something to say about tools? Hey, I got him from Papa. He got him from Grandpa.
Why are you happy, Luigi? I didn't take the Parkway. Yeah, I knew you were going to go in the tunnel if I said Parkway.
Oh, honestly, I don't know if this is because Bob Hoskins was drunk during the set.
He was.
But those two are so funny.
let's actually talk about the Mario Brothers.
they are hilarious.
I had so much fun with them. They were both like behind the scenes. They fucking hated everything about it, and they were drunk for most of it, including in the scene where Luigi has to drive the van, and Bob Hoskins ended up getting injured. But they have really good chemistry together, and I think it's partly because they hated the experience.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what they bonded over. Yeah. Because if you don't know, the making of this movie was a shit show. It was an absolute shit show.
The directors legitimately had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening, if you're going to watch this, I demand that you watch the Gaming Historian video on the Super Mario Brothers movie, because that heightened the experience so much, knowing the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Holy shit, it really does. Ooh.
Yeah, but... Ooh. But I'll be straight up say it. I like this Mario. I like this characterization of Mario. Because we know there's going to be a Mario movie coming up in the future, and I don't think they're going to do this, and I'm sad about that.
Bob Hoskins does a really good job. He's just basically him as if he were Mario, and it works. It works. He's like, he's a bit of an old grouch, but at the same time, he has a heart of gold and cares.
Yeah.
So... and he takes his plumbing seriously. I like it. And there's so many moments where he's just like funny, even when he doesn't try to be. Like there's one point where Luigi and Daisy find out that there's a leak in underground, and then it immediately cuts to them in the apartment with Mario, and Mario just seriously says, "I'm gonna get my tools. I'm gonna do some plumb," and he just like gets super serious all of a sudden for no reason. I'm just like,
no. The joke is that Luigi, can't you do anything? Why? You're a plumber. Oh yeah, I'm a plumber. I know exactly what to do. Knock, knock, knock. Mario, we need your help. I'll do some plumbing, Luigi.
Just the way he said it so seriously.
Yeah.
Just like
I like Bob Hoskins in this, but I can't say I was thrilled about
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, he was all right. I mean, I can't blame him too much because of, like, this is the Mario movie, and if the behind the scenes is nearly as bad as we know it is, which means it is, I can't blame him. But I wasn't too thrilled.
Yeah,
Bob Hoskins, I definitely liked him though.
He was good. Linguizamo, he was fine.
I mean, that was the Mario voice back then, at least over here. Because of the Super Show.
Because of the Super Show, exactly. Because
you
of
know,
the...
If you were to talk like Mario, you know, you'd have to have that gruff Brooklyn accent.
You gotta sound like Lou Albino for no reason.
Being Italian is optional. which is why, like, you don't really think about it now. But when Charles Martinet auditioned for Mario and he heightened his voice pitch a little bit, and then actually tried to sound like an Italian, or at least a generic one, not necessarily trying to be from Brooklyn. And then Nintendo was like, oh, yeah, we're going to go with this. It's so weird knowing that we went from that's a stone, Luigi, to
that's a stone, Luigi.
Doggy.
That's a doggy, Luigi.
Stuff like that. It's so weird.
It really is strange how Mario has changed over time.
It's another one of those things that you find people that are younger, and they look at the Super Show I hear this all the time about the Mario movie, where it's like, man... That sounds nothing like Mario. Silly filmmakers. And it's like, actually, that sounded a lot like Mario.
It did.
At the time, it did.
Like, Martinet was the one who sounded nothing like Mario. But as it turns out, it's like, no, that's it.
Now imagine, I'm trying to imagine, like Bob Hoskins voicing Super Mario 64. Ha! Yeah! Yahoo!
Well, the placeholder sound, this isn't Bob Hoskins, but the placeholder sounds for Mario 64 were Looney Tunes sounds.
Oh!
I mean, that works.
So if you listen to the old, like, the beta Mario 64, stuff like that, you hear Mel Blanc.
Wow.
Which, that's interesting.
I love that.
I know, me too, actually. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the final product, but I listen to it and I have a good laugh.
Wow.
I'm just trying to think of any other moments that just, like, for Bob Hoskins. Bob Hoskins just shined in this movie, because he does shine a bit. Like, I just find him so funny, but whenever he just gives advice about pipes, or whenever he just gives him a close-up where he's like, yeah, come on. Anyway, he has a lot of fun, even though he's drunk throughout most of it.
Yeah. I think John Leguizamo did the best he could, given this role. Probably it could have been some little better casting, but I don't know if we're going for someone that's kind of, that's a little, he's sillier than his brother, he's kind of a goof, gets very nervous around Daisy, and just not very good with processing words, while his brother is a true bro, and even at the ending, like Mario, like they have a payoff with the Mario translating for Daisy when she said, I can't go back. But I don't know. I think he did fine.
I guess kind of what I just didn't think he was, like, you know, Bob Hoskins, I thought was a lot of fun. I didn't have as much fun with him. He just kind of felt like, you know, he was trying to play that Luigi character, but he was, like, cool, and it just felt weird.
It definitely feels weird now. Yeah.
But not even now. Like Random said this too, that, you know, the scared, frightened Luigi isn't what it was back then, but that's exactly what it was. In the games, he was just player two, so he didn't have a personality at all. But in the show, that's what he was. He was scared. It was frightened.
Okay.
So seeing the Mario movie, when I watched this, I compared it to, you know, the cartoons and even, you know, like the games and stuff. Like, on the box art for Mario is missing. Like, you know, Luigi's kind of an idiot. Mario's right behind him, and he doesn't see him. But, you know, he doesn't look like he's brave looking for Mario. You know, he looks like, you know, he's worried or whatever.
No, well, yeah, because
as far as the games go, there's, like, really no personality.
Yeah.
It's just a simple fact. You gotta look at the media landscape around them. And unfortunately, as far as, like, you know, Japan and stuff goes, Mario was brand, so Luigi didn't exist. And in the U.S., he was a frightened meatball. And Mario was the Stromboli sauce. I don't think Stromboli sauce is a thing.
As far as I know, no. But who knows, right? Out of the two of them, Linguizamo as Luigi is the weakest. He's just, he tries to be cool, but he's also, like, a dork who plays video games, even though we don't really see it until one scene.
There's a comment where he's like, yeah, it's because I sit at home playing video games all day. It's like, do you?
Okay, you know what? You know why? Because there's a Super Nintendo in one shot in the apartment. That's how we that's how we know.
I played some Mario. Wait a minute.
Did either of you see the post credits?
Yes, I was just going to bring that up, yes.
Wait, what?
There's a post credit at the where two Japanese businessmen are saying we have a proposal for you, a video game based on your adventure. What do you want to call it? But it cuts over and it turns out it's Iggy and Spike, and they both say the Super Koopa Cousin, and that's the punchline of the movie.
I had to look this up because I forgot the names of all the Koopa kids, but. Well, I knew Iggy. Once I heard Iggy, I was like, oh my god, is that a Koopa kid? But they're cousin, they're Koopa cousins? But Spike is not the name of a Koopa kid.
No.
So was Iggy an accident? was that just one happy coincidence? I don't get it.
I think so.
Spike is the one that, like, shoots Spike balls, right?
No, well, there is no one named Spike.
You're talking about the Mario enemy, right?
Yeah, the Mario enemy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Spike, but the wait, so I guess, yeah, but then why go for Iggy?
I guess
because that's a that's specifically a Koopa kid. Or I'm sorry, in this timeline, it's a Koopa cousin.
Well,
they never call him Koopa. They always call him cousin. Like when Spike is, they think that Spike is about to get I forgot the term already. De-evolved. Iggy's like, "You made the right choice, cousin," and it sounds so off.
I think
Just call him Koopa.
So I'm pretty sure that in this case, like Koopa, and I'm sorry, a cousin, it means something similar to like bro. It means like,
but that does not roll off the, like, you yeah, only say bro because you're either memeing or it's because it rolls off the tongue. Cousin does not.
It doesn't.
Cousin is so stiff. It does not sound right at all.
Hey cousin, how you doing? You're cousin, I'm cousin. We're cousins. No.
I mean, it just was weird. It was just weird.
So, I mean, I guess we want to talk about Iggy and Spike.
I mean, we skipped Daisy, but...
I mean, we can get back to where we're on topic now.
They were dumb, and they were the dumb comic relief.
Yep.
And then they got evolved, and then they became...
The dumb comic relief.
Yeah, they're still the slightly less dumb comic relief.
They're equally stupid. They just use larger words. That's literally all that changes.
Even in this detail that I only found out, like, when I heard it, I was like, I gotta look this up. Because at one point, like, I think it was Iggy? I think it was Iggy that said, or Spike? that said, do you know what the square root of 26,481 is? 191. I looked it up. He got it. He's off by a digit. It's 36,481.
Like I said, nothing's changed except they use bigger words.
Exactly. Like, that actually kind of works for the moment that they...
Honestly.
So, I guess their evolution thing needs a little work.
They were supposed to have a bigger role in the film because by the end, they actually disappear.
Yes, I wanted to bring that up. That they just vanish. They leave Daisy alone, and they just that's it until the post credits.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you watch the extended cut of that some loyal fans have put together, you will see that in fact Iggy and Spike do show up at the end in a deleted scene where they say something about changed careers. I think it was, which would imply that they would be the enemies of the sequel for Mario Brothers.
Oh my god, really?
I'm pretty sure that's what the speculation is, that because they like cut off to Iggy and Spike, and you see them like talking it up, and the reason they're talking about like career change is because of another deleted scene in the club where Iggy and Spike had a rap number that, thank fuck, deleted.
I'm kind of tempted to be like, that's too bad, just because it sounds like really funny. But also, they get to the club pretty late in the movie, and I imagine by that point, if they had a rap number like an hour in, I'd be finished.
Yeah,
it's not very good. It's basically I forget if it's just a rap like in support of the Mario Brothers or against Koopa, but. I put it so it's against Koopa because they get arrested at one point, and for some reason they kept that in the final cut. There's a moment where they it just pops up that they both get arrested, and you have no clue about this because the second half is edited like a nightmare.
So that is true, but I don't know why I'm saying this, but I will defend the movie. They were helping the plumbers, which Koopa would obviously not like. So the fact that, you know, the police see them helping the plumbers, that you can at least put together.
Fair enough.
In pieces, it's not, like, perfect, but, I mean, it's the Mario movie. What do you expect?
That just made me think of, like Koopa being like, plumbers, I want the plumbers. And be like, Koopa, Koopa has a calling out on some plumbers. Looks like he really has a toilet problem. And I'm just like,
Yeah, somebody said that.
Do we want to get to Dennis Hopper already?
We're really skipping Daisy.
We'll get to Daisy.
Just, we haven't talked about her.
Because
they're too busy talking about the fact that they named his cousin after his child. But then they also just threw in Spike because.
Yeah.
Anyways, Koopa.
I will name you after my child and name you after my and my coworker Spike.
So, King Koopa. Vote Koopa.
You vote
So, King Koopa, played by Dennis Hopper. Definitely a bizarre performance.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to do.
There were moments where he tried to be a Bond villain, times where he was Dr. Evil. Even know what else.
Times he was being like bumbling or like, goddamn, what was he doing?
He got creepy at one point with Daisy.
Oh, yes, he gets very creepy and, He talked about how much he loves mud, which was also a deleted scene, also a scene that got truncated in the editing. So it just kind of comes out of nowhere where he says,
"You know what I like about mud?"
Exactly.
It's
like,
dirty and clean at the same time. Oh yeah, he's also
Daisy.
He also is, what's the word I'm looking for? Where he wants everything clean. He's a germaphobe.
Yeah,
I never thought of that. Yes.
Yeah, like, do you remember when Mario went to shake his hand? He was like, "What are you doing?" I guess because that's a mammal thing. But then he went to do it again to show, like, you know, get them to tell him where the stone was. And Mario shakes his hand, Luigi shakes his hand, and he's just, like, immediately wiping them.
Yeah.
He gets touched, and somebody's, like, disinfecting him.
There's a deleted scene where someone sneezes, and he literally turns them into goo.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he turns. Okay, was that supposed to be the reason why in the finale when they kill Bowser, he turns into Koopa?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. In fact, if
that came totally out of left field.
If you paid attention in the initial fight when they're at the de-evolution room, one of the guards slips on primordial ooze that's just there
no,
out of nowhere.
No, Hopper slips on primordial ooze.
No, Hopper was still on the chair.
Who's Hopper?
Maybe Dennis Hopper. Shit.
Oh.
Koopa.
We're not talking about that movie you hate.
I know. I'm like, who was that? Like, I don't remember that name.
You could tell who I care about the characters in a movie if I name them by their actors or their characters.
Hey, you said you wanted the StarKid actors.
That's an exception. That's an exception.
But
at one point, at least in the deleted scene,
yeah,
and in the deleted version, he slips on and then fumbles onto the chair.
Okay, it might have been that he slipped on it, but yes, that was left in, and because if you're watching the deleted cut, it's like partially rendered. It's definitely upsetting, and maybe that was why they cut it. But yes, that was the reason why he becomes primordial ooze at the end, and the extended cut, most of it is, like, it's interesting if you're a fan of the movie, but the extended cut includes the deleted scene. So there's a gag with the pizza, where he orders pizza, and then later on he says, "Where's my pizza?" And then
that's not in the, well, it is in the extended version. It's also in the not extended version. I watched the non extended
one.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, so far, this is what we see in the film.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad. I should have prefaced. There's a setup. Then he says he orders pizza. Then later on, he says, "Where's my pizza?" And then later on, the guy calls and says, "Your pizza's here. Looks like I win." And the word in this voice. But the payoff,
we're merging.
But the payoff is that he turns into primordial ooze, and then the pizza delivery guy drives by and says, "Here's your pizza," and he throws the box on the ooze. And
why did they get rid of that?
I saw this with some. We rewatched the extended cut, And when we got to that ending, we all cheered because it was finally got payoff. And not only did that happen, but immediately after that, in the extended, this only in the extended fan cut, immediately after that, an orchestral version of the Super Mario Brothers theme song played, and I was nearly in tears.
I'm really sad I didn't watch the extended version, because I was just like, no, I can't after that.
I will have to note that, like, that wasn't actually in the extended cut. Apparently, they had the idea at one point to include the Mario Brothers movie in the soundtrack. But one of the directors said no, and that's why we live in misery instead.
Can we talk about how when they go to use the boosters, which makes them jump?
Yeah,
which is, you know, a huge part of playing a Mario game. The sound effect that plays is not Mario jumping, but the sound of when Mario gets hit and loses a life.
Oh,
yeah, it goes dinna. Every time I listen back. I had to rewind because I'm like, no way, it's jumping. He's not losing a life. But every time when they go to jump, it goes, dennit, which is what plays before, dennit, 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 dennit.
Yeah, that's when he gets hit, yeah.
Yeah, every time that's like, it's like, why?
I guess they thought that sounded more like jumping.
You know what sounds like jumping to me? Dennit.
Yeah, no, and then those boosts just disappear from the...
Yes, and then they come back for, like, a second in the finale, and that's it.
In the extended cut, they cut out the scene where they take off the boots in the elevator.
Oh my god.
Like I said, this is an edited nightmare, especially after having watched the extended cut, where there's some stuff there that makes a lot of sense, and there's some stuff there that's like, no, it's good that you cut that, like the Ick and Spike.
I'm trying to think of any more iconic Koopa moments.
So again, he's so woody, where he just says Goomba. He just says like words. He says Goomba.
Monkey. That's monkey. The popular one.
Ba-bom.
I don't want to say I had fun, but I had a time with the movie. But Koopa was like the one where I was like, even pre-Mario 64, talking about that era, Koopa was the one where I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Nah.
I got
a chuckle out of how weird of an acting performance it was.
Yeah.
I guess. But as far as everything else the character goes, I wasn't. Even like Daisy didn't bother me, but Koopa was just like...
Because even back in the days of the show, like, Koopa was characterized better.
When he was, like, nasally and congested, it sounded something...
He sounded weird in the show.
That's right. At least with that, it's like he's like a boss... He's a bossy tyrant and a bossy father to the Koopa kids.
Yeah, one of them whose name is Iggy.
Whose name is Iggy. And Spike. The scene where he pretends to be the lawyer, and they said, just give me the rock, and they're like, what rock? And then he just like tried to squeeze Luigi's eyes out, like, he's not being like crafty. He just
lawyers, am I right?
Womp womp. Third time watching, I don't got a clue what Dennis Hopper was doing. He regretted the role. There's a really great story where it's like his son asked, why did you do the Mario Brothers movie? And Dennis Hopper said, so I could buy you shoes. And his son said, I don't need shoes that badly. It's a great story. Wonderful story.
That's actually really... amazing.
I'm sure he tried. But even then, it's kind of like, to me, Dennis Hopper seems like, okay, this is a shit show. If I'm gonna lose my career to this, possibly, let's have a little fun.
that's the thing. It's like, is he having fun? It doesn't seem like he.
It's like I said before. I don't want to say I was having fun, but I certainly did have a time.
it is a time.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, he had a time.
Yeah.
Speaking of being there and maybe having a time, Daisy.
Yeah. Samantha Mathis, I believe that's how you pronounce the name. Who's there?
Yeah, she's there.
She has a very large acting portfolio, such as sounding disinterested.
Is that her performance or the name of the movie that she was in?
Well, she wasn't Fern Gully.
No. Like, there are, you know how many interested sounding people there are in the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Yes. out of all of them, she
is the one who is consistently the least interested in everything going
yes,
on.
Yes, out of all of them, at least the other actors are at least trying to give a performance. She's like, Mario! Luigi! Luigi!
Yeah, at least the kidnap victims, the Brooklyn kidnap victims, they're stereotyped, but it's at least something a little more interesting.
When the Mario brothers go on the double date, and that, obviously Mario, Luigi, and Daisy, and then there's this fourth person there, and the whole time I'm like screaming at my monitor, who are you?
Yeah,
and then
she gets
kidnapped, and we still don't know her name. It's like, who are you? An hour and 15 minutes into the movie, Mario's like, I told Daniela I'd take her to see WrestleMania. I'm like, first of all, I don't remember you telling her you'd take her to see WrestleMania. Two, who's Daniela? There is nobody named Daniela in the Super Mario Brothers game.
And then there was a point where they say Daniela.
Early in the film.
I don't even remember that.
Is it in the extended cut?
No, it's in the film. I just watched.
I
don't remember that either. Do you want to know my thought process? Who's that character? I don't know who it is. She gets kidnapped. Oh, it's Peach.
No, you know who it is? It's Pauline.
Really?
Because this movie had merchandise, in one of the trading cards, they revealed that Daniela's middle name is Pauline, and I presume they would have revealed that.
See, it is New Dunk City.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. she's not from Dinoopolis or whatever it's called.
We don't know if Pauline in New Dunk City is from there either. She could have just went there and
she wasn't doing any mayoring things. She was just
That's what the sequel was for.
That's what the sequel is for.
Obviously, the mayor of the sequel would have been Yoshi.
Oh God.
Oh, I love the Yoshi though.
Yeah, well, we have
Yoshi's.
I was about to say I'm not done talking about Daisy yet. The chemistry between her and Luigi was the worst.
It was so bad. The worst parts of the movie were the scenes where they were together.
Oh, it really was. It dragged. Even Bob Hoskins was like, okay, I'll do the romance for you.
I love at the end when Luigi and Daisy kiss and Bob Hoskins is just looking at them like, you guys gonna finish up anytime soon?
I need to finish my drink off screen. Oh my God. There's one point where, like, they're looking at, like, a bag of, like, a dinosaur bones, and she goes, it's beautiful. You're beautiful. And I'm like,
oh,
come
my
on.
God.
That's a pickup line that I use when I'm lazy. Come on.
It's so predictable. Like, she said that. I go, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Like, yes, Super Mario Brothers movie, right? I can predict the dialogue before it happens.
Like, to be fair, like, Luigi is not much of a talker, as has already been established. That part makes sense.
Mario!
But like, not only that, but, like, do you remember when the Toad as Goomba, do you remember when he gets set on fire?
Daisy, we gotta go! I have to help him.
Yeah, and it's like, why?
I mean, to be fair, he did make He did respect her as a vegetarian.
That's right. He did make those steamed vegetables just for her, and he immediately got set on fire for it.
This is why you shouldn't be vegan.
You should have
insert
been
Scott Pilgrim
Daisy.
Joke here.
None of this would happen. But like, oh my god, that scene, and it's again, why it's kind of just like the pacing of it just kind of like jolts, like in the, like they're suddenly like running away from the Koopas, and then all of a sudden Daisy is like getting out of fire extinguisher and just like hold still, and like are those Koopa goons still there?
So they're blinded by the
I don't know if you two know this, but I'm pretty sure this is I don't know if this is actually like full on Japanese detail or just something that was in the US manual, but Goombas and Toads, they're like the same kinds of species. They used to coexist in peace until Bowser showed up. I'm talking about the game, so I'll call him Bowser.
Okay.
And then the Goombas, like the Toads were like, no, we're gonna stick with Peach, we have to protect her. But the Goombas were much more cowardly, so they went with Bowser. So the fact that Toad becomes a Goomba actually has some roots in the games.
Huh.
It's a stretch, but it's there. Similarly, the fact that Daisy isn't from, you know, where everybody else is from. Because in the games that take place in, like, the Mushroom Kingdom and stuff, Daisy's from Sarasara Land and Mario Land. But she's not from the same area that everybody else is. So the fact that they didn't use Peach... What that tells me is that they're dumb, but what I want to think is that they knew they couldn't use Peach because she wasn't from either the Mushroom Kingdom or Brooklyn. She was from somewhere else. So they opted to go with Daisy instead because she's the only one that fits the bill of I'm not from either the Mushroom Kingdom or Brooklyn.
But then it turns out she is from the Mushroom Kingdom?
I thought Peach was from the Mushroom Kingdom.
Peaches.
The King Koopa dethroned the original king by turning him into fungus,
who magically turns back.
Yeah,
very
at the
quickly.
End of the movie, he's like, "I'm back."
I love those. Mario
Brothers. Is that? Did they go any further in that in the extended cut?
No,
because the scene. I could have sworn because the scene faded out for like 5 seconds.
Nope,
I was just like a terrible edit. Really?
That was at least in the extended cut, which tries its best to recreate like the original draft of this. That was it. Like it just fades off.
Jeez.
Who is the actor who plays the Mushroom King?
Lance Henriksen. Oh, he's Bishop from the Alien film. Huh. Okay. That only really applies to... Okay, here's something for you, random. He was Kerchak the Gorilla in Tarzan.
What?
Yes. There you go. Now you got something.
Now I just want to hear Kerchak just say, I love those Mario Brothers. No one's going to get that but me.
So, Waj, you want to take some time to talk about the... effort that was put into this movie?
Yes, I love it. If you've listened to our podcast, you know that like I really love style, and this movie, as fucking bonkers as it is full of it. Like the detail of the of this prehistoric city being covered in fungus. That was the original king who tries to help the plumbers.
Believe in the fungus.
Trust the fungus.
Trust the fungus, yeah.
And again, like the detail with the everything being powered by electricity. I dig it. I really dig like the dystopia. It's like Nickelodeon dystopia. But it fits for me. Like I vibe with it, and the just the freaking weird details, like Koopa Castle being one of the Twin Towers in a very unfortunate visual.
They'll do anything for publicity.
Oh my god, that scene was bullshit to death.
Oh my god. That scene did not age well, period.
No.
That's the worst aged part of the whole movie.
It really is. Like, I saw that, and I just literally went, oh, no.
Like, when I watched it in the Discord chat, everybody was like, oh my god, King Koopa, no!
And that's why you never see this movie remade, well, among other things.
So to comment on the effort thing, one thing, and I mean, I understand that they're actors and stuff, you know, like, it's not animated, so you have to live with what you got. But the whole thing that they evolved from lizards and stuff, but aside from having, like, longer tongues and they shake, they're basically just normal people?
There are, like, some where you can see that there's, like, half face of lizard, but yeah,
especially because Koopa says a lot, like, ugh, those mammals, and it's like, you're definitely a mammal.
I think this is, like, the equivalent of, like, there are all these different ways to evolve a crab. So I think this is like trying to go for a similar thing where it's like it's from the same root, but it eventually becomes a bipedal humanoid.
It is still a mammal.
It is very much a mammal. They didn't go quite far enough with it.
I'll make this comparison at the behest of YouTube, but I don't know, something like Redline, where of course I gotta bring up Redline. That's the one movie I gotta bring up from that. But you know, where there's like, oh, you know, all these different species where even if, you know, they don't obviously go into the detail that this movie goes into. But there's still a bunch of different species that, you know, the way they move, the way that they walk and talk and move, stuff like that, you know, it's all kinda pretty unique. And it's fun, and then here, Koopa's, he calls them mammals. That's what my problem is. It's like, you are definitely a mammal, Koopa.
It definitely feels like they had some limitations with how far they could go in live action.
Mm-hmm.
The scene where they're in the dumpster, at the desert dumpster, and you hear, like, there's like, two of the... I forget what they call them, like slime gobblers or something like that, something weird. They're just garbage men. But like you hear them both with like making like lizard sound. They're both like chirping, and but they're covered entirely in a leather mask. So I think it's like they were trying to go for lizard, and they didn't want to show the lizardness. So they just like made you imagine it.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's the best attack you get.
I don't know. Like, I really wish this is a movie that I wish was animated. And I really do. And I hate that. Because, like, just think how cool this would be if all this was animated. Would it still be bad? Probably. But at least it would have great animation, maybe.
Like get animation from, what's the Land Before Time guy?
Don Bluth.
Don Bluth, yeah, get Don Bluth.
Oh my god, yeah. I would,
yeah, like,
love
actually
that.
Imagine that. Oh, but instead we got Luigi. That's a mushroom.
That's a mushroom.
Given that, like, they went pretty, like, these are the directors were also the people responsible for Max Headroom, and you can see some of that style of the 80s twang in 1993. With the Mad Max vibe and the dystopian city, it's like almost cyberpunk, but
yeah,
it's all over the map. But I considering some of the crap we've seen, like Paul, I'll take it.
Honestly, yeah, like at least with Paul, no, at least with this movie, it was interesting to watch. Like, I didn't necessarily like it, but I had fun watching it.
This isn't, you know, it's no Bug's Life, it's no Sonic 99, Paul, Me and My Dick. It's not. It's definitely
no good
not
dinosaur.
As bad as stuff. Definitely not as bad as stuff like that.
This one said goodbye, dinosaurs.
Come on, dinosaurs.
Come on, Luigi. That's a mushroom.
Don't worry, Yoshi. You'll get make your mark.
I want that dumb mark anyway.
Mario, you gotta get your mark.
I hate this. Anyway.
Mario, you gotta get your mark.
Luigi.
That's so much.
I need to.
We still
God.
Have like 8 minutes left.
Okay.
Yoshi, I guess.
The Yoshi was a dinosaur, like, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he was.
He looks like Yoshi. Fine.
I like Yoshi. I like the animatronic of Yoshi. I mean, this was in the time when we were still using animatronics.
Yoshi's probably the one that looks the most like the character it's based on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like given what they could do. Yeah. This was. This is fine. It's cute. I like the little Yoshi. It's this tiny little dinosaur. I like it.
How long does Yoshi's chain go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Not only that, but like Daisy is like, oh, I wish I could free you. And then at a certain point, like, it's only after Yoshi gets stabbed that Daisy finally takes the collar off, which didn't look that complicated at all.
Well, yeah, so. So, yeah, Daisy runs away, Yoshi gets stabbed, and then Daisy is in the room where her fungus father is, and then Yoshi walks in, still with the chain on. That's why I'm wondering, like, how long is this chain?
I think it's implying that they took the chain off, they took the chain off a hook on the wall.
Daisy ran off, Lady... I'm not who she's lady stabs Yoshi
Lena,
and
yeah.
leaves.
Yeah.
What point? So like a Goomba took it. Why? But why? Why am I thinking so much about this?
Because that's what this movie does. It just kind of like entraps you.
I get how you guys feel about the Cars movies now. I'm so sorry.
I just don't know how to feel anymore.
You sure don't know how to feel?
I don't know what else to say other than, oh, and by the way, who the fuck is Scapelli? Like, the only thing I can think of why he exists is for the plot of why it's open. Because at one point they say, well, we didn't have access until someone opened a hole. Scapelli. And the other thing I was thinking they were doing is, like, they make him into a monkey and they don't change him back. So I was like, are they going to make him Donkey Kong in the sequel? Like, maybe?
I doubt it, because Donkey Kong is not a tiny chimpanzee. That's my
he wasn't
well, he
a lot. There was a
he
lot of things that weren't.
He would have grown, because they would have put him into they stopped being a plumbing company and they changed the company to, like, time travel. So they put him in, like, a time enhancement portal that makes him large, and when they're trying to fight Iggy and Spike, Donkey Kong comes along, and in trying to defeat Mario, he actually winds up defeating Iggy and Spike by mistake.
And at the end of the sequel, he decides to go to the World Virtual Boxing Association and fight Little Mac in Brooklyn.
No. Well, that's a little too much thought.
I'll explain Scapelli real quick. That like in the original cut, like they only see like a tiny bit of it, and like they at the beginning of the film, like the Mario Brothers, they go to they finally get a job. They go there and they're like, ah, Scapelli, and they cut out the scene where the Scapelli plumbers are already there and are already fixing up the dishwasher, and the kitchen just says, oh, we'll go with those guys instead, and they just walk away. And then, like, later on, like, Scapelli, the big boss, so I think this is supposed to be, like, the corporate baddie versus the humble working-class plumbers. I think that's what they're going for, and also,
yeah.
Like, what the Scapelli plumbers were the ones that were sabotaging they were the ones sabotaging the pipes at the end. They and ended up accidentally creating the portal, or perhaps intentionally creating the portal. No. I feel like they made some sort of implication at one point that Scapelli was in with Koopa, but I don't think.
Yeah. There's one point where he's like threatening Daisy and he's like, a lot of girls have been disappearing lately. Better be careful. And I'm like, does he know? Is
yeah.
he? Is he with Koopa? Is this Wart? What's going on here?
Well, and then it's like, of course not, because Koopa turns him into a monkey.
Because he will eventually be Donkey Kong. I'm calling it. That's what they were going to do in the sequel.
I'm predicting it for the Mario movie sequel. Oh.
Hey, as far as I know, anything I say can be canon to this point, because we never got it, even though they had a dumb cliffhanger.
The most we get with like canon is like all the like the novelization and the trading cards, and I think the coloring book plays a part. they merchandised the hell out of it, just hoping that this would work out. They even made like action figures with a really muscular looking John Leguizamo. No.
Of course, because if there's any scene I want merchandise, it's the one where they're in the club dancing.
We didn't talk about Big Bertha!
We did.
Oh my god, we gotta talk about fucking... If we're talking about any character, like, that is the most off from the original, it's the one where they turned a fish into... That's what Big Bertha is!
Big Bertha, the fish that can swallow you whole in Mario 3, Mario 64.
Mm-hmm. No!
That's literally...
What the fuck?
That's why she's in, like, red, because she's the red fish.
Look, okay, what you just said, that already makes her more accurate than Toad.
we still haven't talked about either.
I mean, if we talk about Toad, I'm just going to complain for 20 minutes, so we're not going to talk about Toad. But, like... understand how like they're both horribly off but understand just how like not right Toad was.
It definitely wasn't that, but like the Big Bertha scene, especially in the club,
that was something. That
Mario, that was something.
Mario's a sexual animal.
Well, that's not too far off from canon.
But like the scene where he has to get the rock, because like Big Bertha had the crystal for the meteor. We didn't even mention the meteor, but she has the crystal, and Mario's plan is to woo her and get the crystal, and they have like this dance, this comical dance number with Bob Hoskins. Plays the fuck out of. Good job with that.
He does,
like,
have fun with it.
He was trying to get the necklace off in the back of her neck, and from her point, she thought he was like sensually massaging her neck. and then at the point where Mario literally tried to bite the rock off by jumping straight into her cleavage.
In a Super children. Mario Brothers movie.
I remember that level.
Super Mario Brothers.
This is distributed by Disney. Disney is the current rights holders of this, which is why you will never see this in any streaming platform, unfortunately.
Oh God.
Are you happy?
Are you?
I'm so happy. I'm so glad I've got. The only thing that I'm not as happy about is that I wish I got to see your faces.
Well, you know,
got me random.
You know who got to see my face?
The timer.
The timer.
I was gonna say I live chatted Wash during my watch of this.
You're DMing me during the movie, and you're like, I'm 4 minutes in. What is this movie?
Please just send Kirby the whole chat log, please. Better yet,
I'm interested. You got
better yet, posted on the podcast if you can, if you want. It's not even that long, because it's like sporadic points.
We'll do a dramatic reading of it. It'll be a bonus episode.
Yes.
Final thoughts. Wash, do you want to go first? Or do you want to go last?
I'll go last.
Kirby, why don't you go first this time?
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Wash, I can see where you're coming from. Air quotes, objectively speaking, the movie's bad, right? I don't dislike it as much as a fair amount of the movies that we've watched for this podcast, just because I did have an emotion that if I squint hard enough, I can feel it as fun with the movie. And I mean, you know, there are some things like, you know, Bob Hoskins. I'm a huge fan of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Love him there.
Yeah.
Things like Yoshi not looking too far off. Random details that are actually, like, close to being accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that really cheap-looking Bob-omb being the most visual representative of the Mario canon. But well,
yeah, that's right.
It's just one of those things where because you have nothing to work with, it's like, okay, check this out. We're lizards, but we evolved. We have what they call intelligence, but we created a de-evolution machine to not only regress the body or the head, sorry, but also reduce the size of the brain. And that is how Goombas are created. It's just one of those things where it's like, how did they come up with this? And that that is part of the fun here. Watching the movie and just thinking, huh? But I can't say that I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can't really even say that I enjoyed it all that much, but I can say, and this, there's on all fronts, Star Kid, Edgar Wright, Pixar Spective, Cinema Sun, this held my interest start to finish. I wanted to see where it went, and boy howdy did I see where it went. Random.
Well, I thought I knew what I was getting into when I watched this. I did not. It was weird. It was all over the place. Moments where it was good with the source material and others where it was like, why did you do that? It did not make me think of Mario much, even probably before Mario became what he was when I watched it years ago. And I just, there's so many problems with it. There's so many issues and so many things that I'm like, what the hell happened here? But I really enjoyed watching it. Like, it was just like, it was fun to see the madness and the chaos.
This is what we saw with The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, pretty much. What you saw with The Good Dinosaur, I saw in this. And I will take this over The Good Dinosaur anyway. I'm not going to lie, I want to do a random bystander here review on this movie. I'm not even kidding. I want to do it. Just because it's so crazy. And I'm just like, and it's especially, it's such a contrast to what Mario is now. That it's a unique example of film that you don't see it that much. It's a great example of a film train wreck. A fiasco, if you will. And my God. I don't know if this was worth me and my dick, but I'll give it a shot. It was better than The Good Dinosaur. It was better than Me and My Dick. It was better than, okay, maybe not as better as Dead Right, but still, it was a mess, but it was fun to watch the mess be made.
Oh my God. Like, what a ride. You like, if I highly recommend watching it at least once and watching the supplementary, documentary. You can watch that the Gaming Historian documentary right now. Like I recommend that anyway, because the movie is fascinating, and the story behind the movie is even more so. It's so weird.
I remember, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I didn't watch the Gaming Historian video, but there was this book I read that date basically talked about the Sega versus Nintendo, and they had a whole, either half of a chapter or a full chapter talking about the Mario movie. And that's how I knew about the drama and the craziness that went down. It's almost as entertaining as the film itself, if not more.
Not only is it like terrible, but it did so poorly that it almost completely killed movies for Nintendo. Like, we didn't get a Nintendo film until Detective Pikachu.
That was in 2018? 2019?
2019.
And even then, that's not even fully Nintendo. That's Pokemon.
Exactly. That's how far we've come. And, like, now, finally, we are going to be getting a Mario reboot developed by the Illumination, the Minions people.
Developed?
We'll see how that goes.
Devolved, if you will.
Oh! Somebody watched the Super Mario Brothers movie today.
Honestly, though, if it's made by Illumination, I don't know which one will be better. Continue.
There are a lot of choices that are bad, but I had a good time with this. I really enjoyed myself. And again, it's one of the things where it's like I'm worried about how much of it makes sense at the same time of how much of it doesn't make sense. And a lot of that comes down to the slapdash editing, especially at the end. But absolutely, go watch this movie. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of like YouTubers, including that unnamed critic, that give this a wrap of like not even worth your time. It's so worth your time. It's bonkers. It's bonkers, and it's a great time capsule of what Mario was before Mario 64 just completely solidified the franchise. And I'm so glad I got to show it to you guys. Again, I wish I could have seen Random's face during this when he's screaming, and I'll quote from the DMs, "Why is Mario going to a club?" Also, at one point you said that the mattress surfing reminds you of Battle for Bikini Bottom, which, dude, are you sure?
My mind was a little bit gone by then, I think, but I just was picturing the music during that scene, and it just made me laugh.
But yep, that was it. That was the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Tune in next time for The Wizard.
Oh yeah, there's also the one, the Nintendo movie before this. There's also a particular video game movie that we'll be discussing with a particular, special guest.
So yes.
I'm excited for that one, but,
it's not The Wizard.
It's not the wizard. It's far cooler than that. But yeah. At the end of that, thank you so much for listening. If you liked what you've heard, you can follow us on Twitter at WRK Podcast, and we'll let you know when the next episodes come out. We got a few other one-offs before we get to the big project. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube, the WRK in Progress, and you can listen to all the other episodes on wrk.simplecast.com. With that, I've been The Wash.
I'm Random Luigi here.
And I'm a Paisano stuck in a spaghetti noodle.
Luigi.
Oh, wait. Luigi. That's a mushroom.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, but it's my outro, so shut up.
And okay. That's also your intro.
Luigi, no, Luigi is that's a mushroom is not my intro. Excuse me.
But we said that like right at the start.
Fine. I won't come back for the podcast anymore. Fine.
No, this is not the episode that brings us apart. No.